Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, speaking of love, right, we need to talk about the partners right now because we have all been in this situation where you ask your partner a very, very simple, straightforward question. You know, what do you want for dinner? Should we watch this? Should we watch that? Do you want to go out? And instead of a helpful answer, they say, it's up to you.
I hate that phrase. That phrase absolutely does my brain. But in saying that, you and I both are people of control.
Yes.
So although we don't want to make all the decisions, if they said the wrong thing, you definitely know we're going to go, do you know what I mean?
True. However, would you still like options? So for example, right, if you take the, oh, what do you want for dinner? That's a broad question. The only answer to that is, oh, well, what do you want? Like, what are the options? Whereas if I came and I said, well, do you want pizza or do you want pie? I'm like, okay, you're giving me here something to work with.
You're
helping me. This. You're putting thought and effort into this. But the it's up to you. Rots me. Like, take that out of your vocabulary, right? And I know it's said in such harmless intent, and I totally get that. But apparently, those four words are basically the fast track ticket to your partner's inner eye roll.
So what we're basically saying today is we're looking for those phrases or those things that your partner may do that you might throw an eye roll. You still love the bones of them.
Mm-hmm.
But by God, if you hear those words or if you hear a sentence or a phrase, you're like, oh my God. Mine is to do with Eddie when we go away on holidays.
Okay.
And the fact that, like, he'll packing a case to him is like, you know, I've discussed his folding mechanisms on this show many, many times.
That apparently he doesn't have thumbs when he folds.
He's a penguin when it comes to folding clothes. And he's the same when it comes to packing. Like, there was one holiday where I said to him, okay, you're going to pack your suitcase this time. Yeah. I came back in 4 hours later and he was still like looking at the suitcase and the piles of clothes that he had just made up because the poor boy didn't know what was going on and how he was going to pack his bag.
And all you want to do is say, get out of the way and let me do it all.
Yeah, and I'm a control freak. Do you know what I mean? So I was happy that he didn't do it because I was able to do it.
No, you just like things being done right. That's all it is. You're not a control freak.
Is there other bits?
I would say for me, right, the phrase in my relationship that I hate to hear is when I come to my boyfriend, Sean, who is like the sweetest boy in the world and really, really good when, like, you know, I'm looking for advice and stuff like that. Very straightforward. But if I come with like some sort of a dilemma or even if I'm asking him, oh, what are the plans for us in like 2 weekends time?
Yeah.
His favorite phrase to say is, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
And do you hate that?
I hate it because I am the sort of person that I love a plan.
Yeah.
Let me know where I am on that date, what time I need to be there, all the bits and bobs around it. I need to know a full itinerary.
Yeah.
And it's the very same as well if I come with like a bit of a problem or a dilemma or whatever. I'm kind of like, no, I need this sorted now.
Yeah.
I can't wait to cross the bridge. The bridge for me, I can't see the bridge. The bridge is too far away.
The bridge is gone.
I'm not crossing that bridge. I need to cross it right now in this very instance.
It also makes me think that, like, you know, partners is one thing, but imagine if you had kids and there was phrases and sayings that they said and it was absolutely like rotting you. Like, there is those things that we probably said to our parents. And like, do you know, like you'd see the turn in the eye of a mother or a father and you'd be like, oh, if I just said that.
I think it goes the other way around as well with the things that parents say to kids. Because I remember when me and my brother were younger and we'd be like in the shop looking to buy something or to get something.
Yeah.
We'd say, please, can we have this? And mom would turn around and say, we'll see. And I'm
we'll
like,
see.
What does that mean? Or else she'll say, maybe as well. And we used to like stop her down in the shop to be like, what does that actually mean? Just give us a yes or no right now.
My third class teacher, Mrs. Johnson, how I remember her name, I will never forget. But I'd always go, can I go to the toilet? And it used to rot me that she'd turn around and go, I don't know, can you?
Stop.
I'd be like, oh. Like okay. a year later, I'd be like, oh, shut up, Mrs.
Johnson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm over it now. That's
over
all.
It.
Let us know on 087-798-9898. What are those phrases? What are the sentences that your partner, your kids or your parents say to you that you just cannot abide and make the eyes roll out of your head? You can send us a voice note on it as well.
Even better. Even better. We want to hear the tone that it's being said in too, because you really, really feel it when it's through a voice note.
Oh, absolutely. That annoying sentence your partner says.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
We're talking all about those annoying phrases that you hear from either your partner, your kids, your parents. You know, the ones that are like, oh, it's up to you whenever you're asking, what should be for dinner, or should we watch this or that? And they basically just can't give you any kind of an answer.
Yes, and you've been getting in touch on 087 798 98 98. Denise is in City West. She sent us this voice note.
The phrase that I can't stand is when I asked my mom for something when I was younger, she would go, "We'll see."
Yes.
Or if I wanted to go somewhere next week, "We'll see."
Yes.
Which effectively meant no. And now my oldest son, when he does something and I'm giving out to him, he goes, "Oh, my bad." But how do you even respond to that? My bad? Is that admitting that you're wrong or apologising? I don't get it. So that they're my phrases. Can't stand them. Don't want them in my vocabulary.
Denise, I can hear every ounce of that anger, especially about my bad.
My bad.
Because you can't get away with something just because you say my bad.
My bad. Exactly. It's not a proper apology.
Like, you have to apologise. Like, okay, they're teenagers. They're never going to do that. But you have to, like, give the actual, like, if I did something wrong to you, I'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry."
You have to do full empathetic apology.
There's nothing worse than somebody going, "Well, I'm sorry." Like,
yeah.
Even that alone makes me want to punch the table.
Like, be genuine in that.
Yes!
And also Denise mentioned about parents in the shops when you want to get something saying, we'll see. I said my mother did that. She probably still would if I asked for something nowadays.
My mother was just a clear no. She's like, "No, that's not happening."
She's giving you the honest opinion.
Listen.
Sam says, "I hate when my husband tells me to calm down because no one in the history of relationships has ever calmed down after hearing this."
No. Yeah, and it's almost passive aggressive to be like, "Oh, calm down.
You're like, "No, do you know what? Because you've said that, I'm not going to calm down. I'm actually going to get more angry now." Lisa has also sent us in a WhatsApp, 087 798 98 98, and this is brilliant, right? And I can't wait to hear your opinion on this. She said, "I can't stand the phrase forever home from anyone." She said, "It gives me the ick, and I know some people hate the ick itself as well." She said, "Forever home can go in the bin along with the live, laugh, love sign probably hanging in the hallway." Brilliant.
The two friends of mine, Davina Devine and Victoria's Secret, who host a podcast called Petty Little Things, and they have their rotters and rotter words of the week. And there's nothing better. If you haven't listened, make sure you do. But last week, one of the words was brekkie. Do you know those things that like really get you, that you hear it and you're like, brekkie?
And you're like, stop that.
Yeah.
Same vibe with hollybops.
Hollybops.
I've gone on me hollybops.
One word that really gets me, fry-yay.
Oh,
no.
Yes, no. Not stop with it. That, please. Sharon has sent us a voice note as well.
"My husband can't even decide if he wants a cup of tea or coffee. If I say, 'Would you want a coffee or a tea?' he says, 'Are you having one?'"
Yes. What's with this consultation? Like, you either want it or you don't.
That's what I'm saying. "I might have heart surgery. Do you want some?" Yeah, hold on a minute.
These are brilliant. Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM. Now, earlier on this morning, we were talking about those sayings and those phrases that, more so than others, your other half is saying to you that just make the eyes roll in the back of your head. For me, I had said that my boyfriend Sean loves telling me that we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it.
And we reached out to you, the listener, because we didn't just say it was partners. We also said it could be the kids. What you say to the kids, what the kids say to you.
Exactly.
And you got in touch in your droves. Denise told us earlier from City West, she said when her kid says, "My bad."
Oh, my bad. It. Yeah, what does that even mean? But she also went back to her own childhood then and said that when she used to be shopping with her mom, she'd ask for something. I did the very same as well. And your mom would turn around and be like, we'll see. What does that mean? Brian has also sent us a voice note.
"My pet hate phrase is when my 13-year-old says, 'Will you chillax?'"
Oh, I can imagine. Ooh. I can imagine her saying it. I can imagine just giving the bit of an eye going,
"Yeah,
chillax."
See, she's 13 now. She's in her teenage years. And Brian, we're afraid to tell you, this is only the start of it.
It gets worse, Brian. Believe you me. And that's the girls. I was a demon.
Were you?
Oh God, I was a demon of a teenager.
We chatted about this a couple of weeks ago about, like, well, in terms of school. Because you see, they always, you know that saying, school angel, house devil.
I was both. No.
At the same time.
I was a performer. So, like, mom would say no to me and I'd do a chorus of Wuthering Heights down the stairs. Do you know what I mean?
And get what you want?
No, I wouldn't get what I want. So I'd cry and then I'd give a full-on performance.
In terms of the dramatics around the house,
the dramatics would be
denied whatever you wanted.
Off the hilt.
Oh, my goodness. I would have said that I was a little bit of a school angel, house devil.
And by house devil, you probably, like, you weren't bold.
No, I wasn't bold. I was just loud. We had a conversation over the weekend and my mom was talking about any time that me and my brother are home now as adults, right? Mm. So when me and my brother, and it's like this for siblings all around the place, right? when we were younger, as kids and as teenagers, we hated each other and really? Would fight every single day. But now we're like friends, you know?
Yeah.
But now when we go home as adults and we're in the house together, my mom says, like, the roof could be taken off the house because the two of us are just so loud. But it's amazing when you, like, kind of go back into your home environment, how you turn back into a child, essentially.
You go back into your old self, I suppose.
Yeah, your true self.
Okay.
All right. My true form. Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.